Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Tony Uphoff back on the show. Tony has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last few years. CEO of ThomasNet. He anchors a weekly Thomas Index video series. He's an award-winning executive, and he's been our good friend for a while now. Tony Uphoff, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Great to hear your voice, and great to be back on the show. A happy new year to you and to all your listeners.
And to you, sir. So let's Thank talk you. About we're in 2021. I don't know how it got here so fast, but it's here. We're well into the third decade of the 21st century. I don't know where the first two decades went, but they're gone. So let's focus forward on the reality that we have. The reality is that we're going to have a new administration. It's going to be it's going to have quite a bit of power, quite a bit of unchecked power. And, you know, President-elect Biden's administration and the Congress, now looking like a Democrat Congress, they're going to be a little bit like the dog who chased the car and caught it. And then they say, okay, now that we got this, what do we do with it? And good, bad, or ugly, it's going to be theirs. And so when you and I think about the economy and the marketplace and the manufacturing and the supply chain, and the whole dynamics of globalization and the movement toward reshoring, more bringing more jobs and manufacturing onshore, how do you reconcile this new administration, the new direction in Washington, with all of that?
Well, two quick things, Jim. First up, I love the metaphor. That one's going to stick in my mind. But I think if we start with the fundamental trends that are in place, And I don't mean to dismiss the idea of an administration shift. Obviously, that can have an impact. But if we look at the massive trends that are evolving inside, particularly North American manufacturing, American manufacturing, there are three, if not four, we should pay close attention to. You mentioned the biggest one, which is reshoring. We're seeing an unbelievable acceleration of reshoring. That is companies bringing manufacturing back to North America, or in many companies, Jim, it gets listed as reshoring. These are companies that never manufactured in the United States that are now starting to do so. The second is an acceleration of the investment in automation and robotics and data, particularly technology that interfaces with human beings, not just technology that does it on its own. Third thing is skill shortage. We can't fill the jobs that we have in manufacturing today, and they're actually accelerating.
That's been going on. We've had this problem for 20 years.
And, Jim, to your point, the misnomer about manufacturing jobs, and you know this because you study the data, when people talk about quote-unquote job loss in the manufacturing industry, what they're not counting are new jobs created, people that program the machines, people that work with computers, people that work in IT.
It's a zero-sum analysis. They're not looking at the plus-sum aspect of it. Because, for example, how could we have so many people out of work, but yet, well, let me say this. Before the coronavirus, we had unemployment, but even when we had high unemployment, we still had people who couldn't find enough workers, and they couldn't find enough qualified workers. That's going on right now, today, with all the unemployed people. There are companies with a crisis of qualified employees.
Jim, as we start to talk about regulatory issues, this is one of the biggest challenges we have in this country. By the way, it's true in every country. Technology has moved to a point where it's sufficiently advanced that it's having its way, if you will, with every industry. Your previous guest was talking about this as it relates to small business. That is actually creating new jobs, but emphasis on new here, Jim, as you well know. They require new skills. So I think this idea of ongoing training, ongoing, you know, learning and development, L&D as they call it in companies, right? Absolutely critical. And here's the difference, Jim. This doesn't mean people have to go back to school and take 2 years of courses. The ability to train people online, to train people through virtual reality, to train people for these, enhanced jobs, let's call them, Jim, is easier than it's ever been. But we need regulatory issues, commitments from companies, state level, federal level, without question, because if we don't fill these jobs, then we've got a big crisis, which is guess what's going to happen to all those reshoring trends?
Mm-hmm. It's going to reverse. And, right? And the pace of intellectual,
you got it, IP.
Yep. Artificial AI is what I'm trying to say. I got too many acronyms. Oh. AI, the increased pace of artificial intelligence will be increased even more because people will turn to that instead of workers they can't find. We're going to come back and talk to this some more about this with our good friend Tony Uphoff. He's with Tom.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.